WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Little Richard's impact on the music world is well known, but rock and roll historian Ed Ward takes us back to the days when Little Richard was just another young singer looking for his big break. Today, Ed concludes his two-part story on Little Richard's early days.
Bumps Blackwell was a young black man with absolutely no experience in the music business when he'd convinced Art Roop, the owner of Specialty Records, to hire him. Specialty had been riding high with hits by Roy Milton and Lloyd Price, and Roop needed somebody to handle the flood of tapes that were coming in from hopefuls like this girlish-voiced 24-year-old from Macon, Georgia. This one called himself Little Richard, and Blackwell had to admit there was something special about his voice. Roop thought so, too, so they arranged for Richard to go to New Orleans, where, in Cosmo Matassa's legendary recording studio, they'd assemble the same band of New Orleans musicians that had helped Lloyd Price storm the charts. On September 13, 1955, everybody was ready. Or rather, everybody but Richard. Richard was nervous, as you can hear on the first selection they tried that day.
I'm lost in a blue.
Well, that stunk, but there was still lots of studio time left. Next up was a mid-tempo thing Richard had written.
I want you to love anymore. Oh, yeah. I'm wondering.
He was more relaxed, but it wasn't much of a song. They tried another one. Ah, there it was, just at the end of that first verse there, the thing Blackwell was looking for. But time was running out for that day, so they went for a song everybody knew to see what Richard would do with an up-tempo number.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Yes, Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Got a crazy way of loving. I'm going there to get me some.
Things kept going wrong with this one, though, so they called it a day. Bumps Blackwell must have been worried. The kid had sounded so good on the tape, perfect for the modern music they wanted him to record, but he just wasn't cutting loose. The next day, everybody reassembled at the studio, although this time they didn't have all day. Once again, they started off slowly. Then they went back into Richard's old repertoire and did a new version of Directly From My Heart to You, one of the songs he'd recorded 2 years earlier when he'd been under contract to Duke Records in Houston. Actually, as they'd find out later, he was still under that contract, and Specialty bought it out for some small fee. Next up was a version of Baby, the song from the audition tape, but there was nothing new in any of this stuff. Finally, with the band grumbling about the fact that lunchtime was approaching, reminding Blackwell that they might have been swinging guys but they were still union members, he had Richard do a song by a young woman who'd been pestering Blackwell for weeks.
I'm all alone, alone. In this world, I'm all. all alone. And I lost my only girl. I'm all alone.
I'm Just a Lonely Guy, All Alone by Dorothy Labastri. Great, let's break for lunch. Lunch was nearby at the Dewdrop Inn, a notorious hotel with a nightclub attached that featured a very famous black drag act in between sets by New Orleans' best modern musicians, people like Guitar Slim, who lived in the hotel. Richard didn't pay much attention to his food and jumped onto the bandstand, where he proceeded to entertain everybody with an obscene song he'd done in white clubs and gay bars. Blackwell was amazed. You couldn't record those lyrics, but that was the spirit he was looking for. Suddenly, he remembered Dorothy Labastri eating lunch with them there. Could she write some lyrics? She could, and after Richard went over the old ones with her, she did. There wasn't much time left on the clock back at the studio, but this was the last chance. Everybody blew the first take. Then came take two.
Womp, bomb, bloom, bomb, 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 tootie, tootie, oh, rude.
Richard accidentally slipped in one of the dirty lines on this one and flubbed one of the wop bop a loo bops. There were 5 minutes left.
Wop bop a loo bop a bop bop to the boot. Oh, rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Wop bop a loo bop a lump bump bum, I got a gal.
Now that might actually be a hit.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.